We're going to begin, Brendan, with the GPA All-Star Awards last night. That was the PWC All-Star Awards last night. Four in total for Donegal. We're going to delve into it. Give me your initial thoughts. A good night for the Chicago County.
Oh, great night for the lads. So it was absolutely fantastic. I was watching it at home and you couldn't be but proud of them, and thoroughly deserved, each of the recipients. Brendan, the two Michaels, and of course Finbar, getting at such a young age, getting his first All-Star and Young Player of the Year, and totally merited, like, you know, on each and every one of them. You could make strong arguments for the likes of Conor O'Donnell, even Kieran Moore. Shane O'Donnell had brilliant. I thought Shane O'Donnell had a huge season for Donegal this year. But listen, the reality is that there's only 15 places on the team, and get consensus on that 15 places is difficult. No matter who you speak to today, they'll all have different opinions, and you go through the team, you can't argue. You could argue about putting players into it, but you couldn't really make a strong argument about taking any of them players out of it. And you look at the likes of Sam Mulroy from Louth getting, you know, after Louth winning their first Leinster Championship in 68 years, Kieran, like, you know, you can't argue against that. He did a fantastic year for them. He's a huge player. And of course, Oisin Connolly getting his second award. But it must be such a proud night for the players themselves, for the county as a whole, for their respective clubs, and, you know, most of all for the players' families who, you know what these players invest into this, so they do, you know, they put so much into it the whole way through the year. They come out of county season back into clubs. So huge, huge accolade and huge pride to be taken from it.
Yeah, so just in case you're tuning into Highland Radio this Saturday afternoon, Michael Langan winning his first ever All-Star, the St. Michael's Club man. What a year for him. Brendan McCall, solid at the back, the St. Noel's man, also winning an All-Star last night. And the oldest Donegal player that got an All-Star last night was Michael Murphy, and the youngest was Finbar Rorty. We're going to talk about the three guys in just a moment. Brendan Kilcoyne, talk to me about that man, Finbar Rorty, Young Footballer of the Year. Remember Jim McGuinness was due to play him in 2024, was too young. It goes to you how good he was. What's your knowledge of Finbar Rorty, and have you coached him at an underage level?
Yeah, I'm lucky enough that I was involved with Finbar at minor for a couple of years in under 20, and you know, Finbar, I remember the first time Finbar came into minor training, and you just knew that he was a step above everything else that was there. And that's no reflection on the other lads. The other lads, I'd say, would kindly put their hand up. Just the level he brings to training every night. He trains the way he plays, on the edge. He's a phenomenal tackler. He's a phenomenally good young fella too. You know, he's just totally invested in it. And just to see the smile on his face last night going up to collect them awards, I was just absolutely thrilled for him, Kieran. And you know, he's thoroughly deserving of it. Such a young winner. I think only the likes of Morris Fitzgerald, Jimmy Barry Murphy, icons within the game, have won All-Stars at such a young age. Maybe the Gooch, you know, these type of players. And that's the kind of level he set for himself. And he had a huge year. So he had every game he went out and he just excelled at what he does, which is defending and getting his team on the front foot over the pitch. And absolutely fantastic. And his family must be so proud of him. And I know, looking at that last night, as I say, you know, when you saw him train and you saw the level of intensity he brings to it, and, you know, I saw a similar thing from Michael Murphy when I was involved with Donegal, the levels they bring every night to training, and then that translates, so it does when the big games come. And Finbar, both for county and for club, has been absolutely huge, so he has.
We spoke about Michael. Talk to me about, like, Michael Murphy was away for 2 years. Let's not forget that. He was away for the 23 season and the 24 season. Came back this year. And now he has an All-Star. That's a remarkable story for Michael Murphy.
Absolutely. You know, it just doesn't make sense until you factor in that it is Michael Murphy. And we're lucky that we got to watch him play up here for so many years, Kieran. And we know what he's capable of. And, you know, he had a huge year this year. So he was, don't forget, he was also a nominee for Footballer of the Year too. So he was, you know, so absolutely massive year. And I could go back through Donegal's 11 championship games in my head, and you know, there were so many that he played such an influential and such an instrumental role in getting Donegal across the line. And, you know, he just is, there are no words really to describe him at times, so there aren't. And you mentioned to come back after 2 years and to get to that level again, what it must have put his body through to get to that level. And, you know, it's only good news for Donegal supporters that he's back there again next year. And, you know, there was word maybe before the All-Ireland final that he was carrying a bit of an injury into it, you know, and that's unfortunate. But we know that Michael Murphy will get himself right again next year. And I can only imagine being in that Donegal dressing room when you see the man walking in, you know, that the lift that that must give the younger players that are there and even the more experienced players, because they know how instrumental, how important he is to the way that that team plays. And, you know, the enthusiasm that he brings to training every night, the enthusiasm that he brings to that dressing room. So huge, huge lift for Donegal. Thoroughly deserved fourth All-Star award for Michael Murphy, you know, which is, you know, it's monumental when you think about it, for, you know, a Donegal man to win four All-Stars. And, you know, he definitely would go down as the greatest Donegal player of all time, I think.
Great, great stuff indeed, Brendan. Michael Murphy, just to repeat what Brendan said, back for another year, back for the 2026 year. When I figured that it would happen, but you have to wait just to hear it, and it's a bit like Christmas came early. So great, great stuff. Michael Murphy back next year. Brendan McCall at the back. What a great year for Brendan McCall. A really deserving All-Star and for the St. Noel's Club, a huge GAA club, a proud night for them, Brendan.
Absolutely, yeah. Brendan has been phenomenal all year, a rock at the back. He ultimately ends up with a sharpshooter from the opposition every day, so he does Kieran, and he done a huge job the whole year through, never floundered. You know, you even go back to the All-Ireland final, take Mark and David Clifford. He did nothing wrong. He just came across a footballer that is, you know, he's just not natural, David Clifford, as such. So, you know, Brendan McCall was absolutely brilliant all year, and the way that Brendan has applied himself over the last number of years to become one of the best full-back line, become one of the best man markers out there, is phenomenal. And what you love about Brendan is he just goes about the game. There's no nonsense with him, no nothing with him. He just goes out, plays his man, plays the ball. And, you know, he's, again, thoroughly deserved that he's getting this recognition. And, you know, if you go back 4 or 5 years ago, when he made his kind of debut, I think against Meath in a league semi-final or something in Croke Park, and it didn't go his way, to have the aptitude and the wherewithal to stay at it and to now be part of an All-Star team is phenomenal for him. And I couldn't be happier for him, because he's a good fella, Brendan, he is. And, you know, he really works hard at his game and totally deserves the accolade that he got.
Donegal winning 4 All-Stars last night. What a year. What a year for Michael Lang. And I always think on that goal. I was speaking to him last week in the Abbey Hotel Awards night. Great people, great GAA people. His mum and dad, no, it doesn't matter what league game, if it's St. Michael's or if it's Donegal, you're guaranteed to be chatting to them. You'll see them there. What a great night for Michael Lang. And what a year, Brendan.
Yeah, well, Michael's a Rolls-Royce of a footballer. I've said it all year. Like, you know, he's just a joy. He's one of these players that you come across every so often that he just makes football look easy. And it's kind of sickening for us old ordinary souls. So it is, you know, that he is such natural. He's so fluid in his movement. He seems to be connected to the football. He's a huge player for Donegal, playing midfield all year. And, you know, the talent that he has, he's been involved with Donegal over the last number of years. And, you know, hopefully we're going to see a lot more of Michael over the next few years, because there's unfounded and untapped talent there that he just goes out and delivers day on day for that Donegal team. And I think there's more in him. I think he'll get better. He's at a good age to, you know, to push on for the next few years. And Donegal are going to need the likes of him, Brendan, these type of players that are in their mid-20s pushing on over the next number of years to bring that team forward. But Michael Langan, Rolls-Royce of a footballer, joy to watch. Every day you go out, be it club or county, he just looks so languid, so comfortable on the ball. He can do stuff that other players can't, and, you know, absolutely fantastic. Delighted for Michael. And, you know, again, another word out for the, you know, there's other lads that'll feel that, you know, they were unfortunate not to get one, but the four that got them are hugely, hugely deserving of them, Kieran.
I was surprised. I was watching with Mum and Dad last night. I had Conor O'Donnell as a cert. I was surprised he didn't get an All-Star. Was Brendan Kilcoyne surprised?
I was disappointed more than surprised. I was kind of, you know, I was looking at it, and normally if you look at the All-Stars, and there's arguments to be made about this too, you know, the winners, All-Ireland finalists between the winners and runners-up will get 11, 12 All-Stars. Now this year Kerry got 8, Donegal got 4. That could have been a 7-5 split, but who do you drop from the three front players of Kerry? You don't drop Paddy or David Clifford, Sean O'Shea, such a quality and such an instrumental player for that Kerry team. You know, so, and then you've Sam Mulroy getting into the berth, the number 15 berth, that probably people felt that Conor O'Donnell should have got. But I go back to that point, Louth winning the first Leinster Championship in 68 years. So you can't argue that Sam Mulroy didn't merit getting his All-Star too. So yes, disappointed for Conor, absolutely. But, you know, the progress that he has made this year, we've seen it. I saw him in the junior final and he was absolutely phenomenal out in the park that day. There's a high, huge size ceiling for Conor here because I think we're only beginning to see the best of him. So we are, Kieran. And I think he's going to push on. And maybe next year is a year that he'll get his All-Star.
Yeah, and so says all of us. Now, for the younger listeners tuning in, you might want to listen to this part of the interview. Number four last night at the All-Star, the cornerback, was Sean Rafferty from Meath. Now, he never played minor. He never played county under 21. And he was late making his debut this year. I think it was maybe game number three or four in the National Football League. How impressed were you with the young Meath cornerback this year?
Oh, he was fantastic. Fullback for Meath all year. He was, you know, and interestingly, you have three fullbacks in the fullback line. I'd say the three of them, their preferred position would be at number three as opposed to two or four.
Natural.
But Sean Rafferty had a huge year for Meath, and Meath going all the way to an Ireland semi-final, you have to think that they merited one too. And you're 100% on in your point there, you know. Players develop at different ages, and your best under 16 or minor and under 20 may not push on. This guy has come through. He's bided his time. He obviously comes from a huge GAA family. You saw the emotion on his father when he got the award. So again, you can only feel happy for players like that, that stick to the task and eventually get their ultimate breakthrough. And he's had a huge year. And I think Meath will be a team that we'll keep an eye on next year from the point of view that they were short a few players this year with travelling and injuries or one thing or another. They get a couple of them players back, they're going to be a challenge for most teams playing out of Division 2, definitely, and see can they push on again.
Brenton Kilcoyne, that's where we're going to leave it regarding the All-Stars. Congratulations one more time to Brendan McColl, Finbar Rorty, Michael Murphy, and that man from St. Michael's, Michael Langan, all winning awards last night. GPA All-Stars winners, PWC All-Star winners for 2025. Brenton, a huge match tomorrow for Niamh Connell. Seems like a long time since they beat Gidore in that county final. They're taking on Scotstown tomorrow in Clonus. What's your point of view regarding that game, and how impressed have you been with the Monaghan side? We'll talk about Glenties in a minute. Scotstown have won 24 Monaghan County Championships. They have won the Ulster Club Championship four times, not in recent times, but they reached the final in 2023.
Yeah, and they're always thereabouts. We know the quality they possess, you know, and the Hughes brothers. You have Conor McCarthy, one of my favourite players from Monaghan over the last number of years, an absolutely quality player who played, you know, a lot of his football when he was playing with UCD and Monaghan underage, etc. And the forwards, they seem to have transferred him into a wing back at this stage. And, you know, he's playing great football. So he is. He came on, I think, in the final. I think he might have been injured. Scotstown, by all accounts, haven't been sort of tearing it up. They've been kind of getting there, but we could make the same arguments for Niamh Connell. But listen, it's a monumental task for Niamh Connell going up to Clonus. But we've seen this Niamh Connell team. We've seen what they've done, you know, over the last number of years, over the last number of months. They won't be far away, and it really is, Kieran. It's too tight a game to call, so it is. But you always give Niamh Connell a chance, always.
We've seen it in the Donegal Championship with Niamh Connell. Brendan, excuse me for saying, they leave it late at times against Termin, against Four Masters. They leave it late at times, even against Gidore as well. Gidore would have been confident going in at one stage of that match of winning it. Would that be enough tomorrow? If Niamh Connell found himself 6 or 7 points down tomorrow, do you see a way back? Or is it the same as the Donegal Championship? Is that never say die attitude going to be enough in Ulster?
Yeah, I think so. I think it certainly helps, so it does, because they're going to believe until the final whistle is blown that they have a chance. Listen, I'm sure if you talk to Martin Regan, he'll be hoping to get a more consistent performance out of the team. So there, you know, they were very slow in the county final in the first half. You have to say Gidore played the better football in the first half and looked in a really good position, Kieran. But as I say, this Niamh Connell team seemed to find a way, and you would like to see them click another gear. I think there's another gear in them, so there is. And, you know, you look at the young players they introduced this year who have been the driving force behind this year's championship victory for them. You know, Max Campbell playing from defence, Shea Malone playing up top, and of course Finbar then. They're the players that have really driven them on. But you've also have that experience, you know, the likes of Kevin McGettigan, AJ at fullback. You know, big Kieran Galler, I think, has been a huge player for them this year, Kieran. And, you know, if they had got a free run over that, they've had a 4-week break so they could celebrate their county championship for a few days. They've had a good run of the last couple of weeks. You'd like to think that they got a good run of training and got a good run on the training pitch and sorted out maybe a few of the issues that they've identified from their Donegal championship. And they can do that. They can push on. We know they've the capability to go very well. But each game in Ulster, like you look at Loch McGrory and Kilcoo tonight, like impossible to call kind of thing. You know, Kilcoo obviously are going in as, I would imagine, in as favourites for this Ulster Club Championship. But the reality is that any team can go on and do really well here. If you get the importance of getting a win in the first game in a quarter final, get a bit of confidence, get the blood flowing again kind of thing is huge. So I would be, you know, very hopeful that Naomh Connell can go up there, as tough an assignment as it is. I'll be very hopeful that they can go up there and come away with a win. And then the words the Royster from there, Kieran.